You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. For today's show, we have a special guest coming your way. Before we get to him, though, we got to remind you to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, make sure to download today's show or any of the episodes through the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya Podcasting app, free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Like we said, though, we do have a special guest today, Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, Jeff, the last time, I mean, you and I haven't seen each other for some time, but I think the last time we talked, the Angels were in the midst of sweeping the Dodgers, being within a handful of games of a wild card spot, and now they're 12 games out of a wild card spot. They own the 12th pick. If the season were to end right now, they'd have the 12th pick in the draft. What really went wrong for the Angels over the last month or so here?
Yeah, it really did kind of crater quickly. I mean, they were looking really good after they swept the Dodgers, and they had come from behind to have a 4-2 lead in the eighth inning on the Orioles. And I believe whoever was in the second wild card spot that night had already lost. So if they would have won that game, they would have been three games out. But they ended up having to go 16 innings in that game, and they still lost. They used up a bunch of pitching, which affected them for the rest of the Orioles series, and Nick Tropiano ended up having to make a start. They kind of lost a game out of Griffin Canning, and, you know, it all just sort of went wrong. And then I think that they just some momentum went the wrong way for them, and losing games to the Orioles and Tigers, then you probably all start pressing, and all of a sudden the hitters are in a slump. And then they also ran into some really good teams at the same time. They were playing the Indians, who had, their pitching is very good, and that sent the hitters into even more of a slump. And it was just a really bad streak, and it pretty much took them out of the race.
One of those hitters that's in a slump right now is Justin Upton. And I don't know if – I believe it was you that wrote about it. Is Justin – when he came back from the injury, he didn't believe he'd need that time to get back into the groove of being an all-star caliber hitter. But obviously it has taken that time. You're seeing a little bit of progress for him. But what can you tell us a little bit about what happened with Justin Upton when he returned from the injured list?
Well, you know, guys don't really like spring training, but I think it is an important thing, and they do need it. And he had really had barely any spring training before he got hurt, because he had another, I think he had knee tendonitis. He missed almost all spring training. He played about seven or eight games, and then he hurt his toe. And so then he came back and just had a rehab assignment for, I don't know, maybe a week. And that's just not very much preparation to go into a season. And then you start facing major league pitchers and with the lights on, and it can kind of go south on you quickly. But he has been better over the last, like, 2 weeks. He's been drawing more walks, so his on-base percentage is going up. He's sitting for more power. I think his OPS over the last 2 weeks is about 880 or 900 or somewhere around there, which is certainly, you know, where he's supposed to be. He's still got a long way to go to make up for the 3 or 4 weeks previous when he was in a slump, but I think he does have it turned back in the right direction.
Jeff, this is Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. I was going to say OC Register, which it's still the same thing, right, Jeff?
Works just the same, yes.
Yeah. You did mention the pitching and how they had to work through that 16-inning game, but it's kind of been a common theme for the Angels pitching, particularly the bullpen is a high workload. Do you think that may have caught up with the Angels a little bit, that they've had to have such a high workload for their bullpen? And obviously, you know, worst case scenario for the rotation, losing a valuable member the way that they did, that's the worst case for the team. But losing Felix Pena, losing Griffin Canning for some time, even today, you know, in the news yesterday, the inflammation in his throwing elbow, not having Shohei Ohtani be able to pitch this season, which we already knew about, but having already kind of a lackluster rotation and having all the injuries and impacts that have happened to this rotation, do you think that the pitching staff has been overworked and just the pitching has really still been a problem for the Angels?
Yeah, absolutely. The pitching has been a problem, and it's been really a perfect storm of things going wrong. Obviously, they got Harvey and Cahill, and they hoped for them to be starters, and both of them were failures in that job. So there, right there, is a lot of innings going out the door. Andrew Heaney missed the first 2 months of the season when they thought that maybe, you know, he would miss like a week like he did last year. That's a whole bunch of other innings. And then obviously the tragedy with Tyler Skaggs certainly affects the team emotionally and all that, but it's not to be overlooked that he was probably their best pitcher. So all that happens, and then, you know, Felix Pena gets hurt, and it's just a lot of innings that you're losing, and the bullpen just cannot keep up with all that. And as the other problem is, you know, earlier in the year when the offense was down, you know, when they didn't have Upton, they didn't have Ohtani, that puts even more pressure on the pitching because, you know, you're in a high leverage situation every time, so you're just using the same relievers all the time. So, you know, it helps if you have a 6-run lead and Luis Garcia can pitch instead of having a 1-run lead and Ty Buttrey has to pitch every day. So all that stuff is related, and it all sort of went wrong, and everything kind of affected everything else, and that's sort of what sent them where they are.
Once again, we're talking to Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. Now, Jeff, we have to head to a short break and head into our second segment. You mind sticking on with us?
Sure.
Before we head into our second segment, we got to talk about Postmates. Now, Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service, all year round. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Lockdown listeners $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code LOCKEDON. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels right after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Warren, our special guest, Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. Now, Jeff, the Angels, 12 games out of a wild card spot, well out of the AL West. It's not, you can't say that there is no chance the Angels make the playoffs, but it's very well known that the Angels are not going to make the playoffs this year. And a lot of people are looking towards 2020 and what's going to happen this winter. What do you think the Angels are focusing on when it comes to this offseason?
I think they need starting pitching, pretty obviously, and I think they probably need two legitimate major league starting pitchers. Now, they don't necessarily have to be both ace-type guys. I think they'd like for one of them to be, you know, of Gerrit Cole, Madison Bumgarner kind of caliber, but then they could probably try to also get a second guy that's maybe Kyle Gibson, Jake Odorizzi, Zach Wheeler type guy. But I think they need two. And, you know, if they do end up spending $28 or $29 million a year on Gerrit Cole, then they might have to make a trade for the second guy to get somebody who's more affordable. So maybe if something like that happens, you see them, you know, give up some of their farm system for a guy who maybe only has a year or two left before free agency, but is only making, you know, $7 or $8 million a year, as opposed to, you know, going to free agency. But definitely they need two starting pitchers, and those are probably the focuses A, B, and C of the winter.
Now, Jeff, I know you're not the one that's signing the checks, and you're not the one that's making these multi-million-dollar decisions, but do you believe that right now with Artie Moreno's trust and Billy Epler that Gerrit Cole may be an option and they may be able to go towards that five, six-year, $200 million kind of signing once again?
Yeah, I definitely believe that they're going to be in on Gerrit Cole. And I'm pretty sure that Gerrit Cole has a strong interest in the Angels, too, because he's from Orange County. You know, he still lives in Newport Beach, I believe. And I think the Astros probably are not going to be in the running for him because I don't think that they really believe in that kind of long-term investment for pitchers. They have the luxury of not doing that because they've developed some of their pitchers and they've already got some guys. But then when they got Zach Greinke, I think that was kind of the replacement for Gerrit Cole for next year. But there's still going to be a lot of other teams involved with him, and I think he's probably going to end up getting something like 6 years and $170 million, somewhere in that range. Probably more than Patrick Corbin got last year, but you know, the way the free agent market has gone, I really don't see anybody giving him 7 years or over $30 million a year. I mean, Bryce Harper just got like 25, and Manny Machado got $30 million. Those are everyday players. So I think Gerrit Cole's somewhere south of that. So, you know, 5 years at 27, 28 million a year, whatever that works out to, I think that's probably in the neighborhood of what he's going to get.
Once again, we're talking to Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. Now, Jeff, outside of pitching, the biggest question for 2020 and moving forward for the Angels is Joe Adell. Now, Joe Adell hit the two home runs last night that are going to be unofficial in the scorebook because the game got rained out. But what do you think the Angels' plans are for Joe Adell? Do you think that opening day right field for Joe Adell is there? Is Cole Calhoun's there's all these questions that come up. Is Cole Calhoun's option going to be picked up? Is Joe Adell the opening day starter? What do you think the Angels' plans are for Joe Adell when it comes to 2020?
I think the Angels' plans are to have him in spring training and take a look at him and decide at that time. And obviously also based on what they see from him, you know, during this season. But they don't. That's not a decision they need to make until next March 25th or whatever. I think they've got Brian Goodwin is almost certainly going to be back next year, and he's shown that he's a capable guy of playing for a while. If they decide that Adell needs a little more seasoning and is not going to be ready till May or something. But I don't really see Cole Calhoun's option getting picked up. I think $14 million is probably a little bit much, especially with their need to spend the money in pitching. I think they might want to look into to seeing if Cole would come back for less. But by the same token, if they're going to tell him, we just sort of want you to hold the seat warm for, you know, a month or whatever for Joe Adell, Cole might actually prefer to go somewhere else where he can have the everyday job all year. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that, but I think his option being picked up is probably not too likely.
Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. And for our listeners that don't follow you already, I'm sure many of them do, but for those that don't, where can they find you? Let's say Twitter, and also where can they find your work?
Jeff Fletcher OCR on Twitter, and at OCRegister.com is where you can read all my stuff. And it's a subscription site. You get a certain number of free views per month, but in order to see it all, you need to subscribe. And I urge people to do that because I couldn't be doing this if people didn't subscribe. Because this costs a lot of money for me to be sitting here in Houston waiting for a game to be played. So hopefully people will go ahead and subscribe.
And for those of you listening, that subscription costs less than a coffee or a Monster, or especially less than a Starbucks every day. So Jeff, thanks so much for coming on today.
All right, thanks a lot.
Once again, that's Jeff Fletcher, the Orange County Register. You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Fletcher OCR. Also, make sure to check out OCRegister.com and subscribe. It costs less than an energy drink or a coffee in the morning, and it's a great news group, Southern California News Group. It's my primary news outlet, so make sure that you're supporting your local newspaper, your local news media, like you're doing by listening to this show, listening to Jeff and listening to myself. Thank you for tuning in to today's show, and thanks to Jeff Fletcher for coming on the show on late notice. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnAngels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Don't forget to download today's show or any of the episodes on the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya Podcasting app, free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Reminder, today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friend's trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for Locked On Angels. I'm Taylor Blake Ward. Stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you tomorrow.